This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Hello, FUBAR Radio, and welcome to the first rock show.
This is the rock show. They've not been plugging it as the rock show.
No.
This morning, this show was plugged as Jared Christmas. It's not. This is not Jared Christmas. This is two men from England. And that sounded more racist than I anticipated. But it is two men from England.
Two Caucasian men. From England.
Ed Gamble, that's me. Hello.
I'm Joel Dommett. Hello.
Right. Two Caucasian men. Two white men from England. This is not how I anticipated starting the show. But this is not Jared Christmas. This is the FUBAR Rock Show. It's not even about us, Joel.
It's not. It's about the music.
I'm annoyed we've said our names.
Let's make it completely anonymous. Like Slipknot. There we go. There's the first rock reference.
Not anonymous. Not anonymous Slipknot. They all have names.
They do.
And we'll list them now. Corey Taylor.
Joey Jordison.
He's left, unfortunately.
Oh, damn it.
So this, if you tuned in for genuine rock knowledge... You've done the right thing by listening to FUBAR today, because I know the name of the lead singer of Slipknot, and Joel knows the name of the ex-drummer of Slipknot.
That's the kind of knowledge that you will come to expect from the FUBAR Radio Rock Show.
Exactly.
Basically, what we're going to be doing for the next 3 hours, we're going to be playing some of our favourite songs. We have a very different angle at rock.
I think what we're going to learn is that in the rock and metal worlds, genre is broad. Okay, the whole genre is very broad. Joel, well, you like sort of third wave nu metal.
Yeah. I mean, stuff that, you know, when sort of like when 14-year-old girls started getting into it, that was when I got into it.
I was into it probably 99-2000, the heyday. But then it was sort of a gateway drug for me into sort of harsher, more extreme, more credible.
Yeah. I mean, metal. I was never in any way. And still to this day, I am not a credible man.
Well, I don't think you need to tell people that when we see what you've picked to play today.
I mean, there's something. I'm just going to go. Okay, for any rock fans, you're going to enjoy this, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're going to enjoy this. If you're not a rock fan, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll get you into it, mate.
We're here to convert people.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's going to be no troubles. We aim to do an accessible show here. There's going to be great features.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. We're going to be larking about.
We've got some great stuff feature wise. Oh, what a treat we have for your ears.
I'm particularly looking forward to your feature that you've come up with, Joel, called What Metal?
Yes. Well, basically, I mean, it's all in the title here. So basically what happens...
You started with the title and worked backwards, yeah.
That's exactly what we do, like we do at every August. that's a reference to the Fringe show that's coming up. Very exciting. So basically what we're doing, What Metal, is we will play a metal song and Ed Gamble will be... blindfolded, and he will have to guess what subgenre the metal is.
Yeah.
At the same time, I will be banging a metal together with another metal.
And this is why you snuck off to the plumber's shop.
There's a plumber shop called Plum Base opposite. I had to give him a plug.
Yeah.
Because they gave me metal for free.
Did you just try to do a plumbing pun based around giving them a plug?
I don't know. That was completely unintentional.
Well, this is the quality that you're going to get today. Unintentional puns, all right? Joel's lost it already.
What'll happen is I'll say jokes, but that's the thing. I'm so genius.
Yeah.
It just flows out. Like, again, there was another one. Perfect example.
You can't help it, but it only works with plumbing puns. This is the thing. And Joel, I know you've got plenty of stuff from your childhood, from your teenagehood.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I was, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I was in a band. Were you in a band?
I was in a band.
Yeah.
But we didn't even have a rehearsal.
Did you have a name?
We had a name, mate. I love picking names for things.
Oh, yes.
We were called Tethered Priest.
Tethered Priest!
Yeah.
What a great name.
We were sort of old school, sort of in the vein of Judas Priest, really. But we couldn't even call it Tethered Vicar to get away from the Judas Priest thing. It was Tethered Priest. We had one song. I wrote the lyrics. It's called Love in an Abattoir.
I mean, you know, that is a rare thing.
I might be singing that for you
I would love you to. I mean, I can show you some of the songs that I had as I was in a band. I was in, we were called Cyrus.
Cyrus?
Yeah. But the best thing about it was Cyrus with a silent P. Cyrus.
Psoriasis.
Basically psoriasis. We were unaware that psoriasis was a thing. Yeah. And it was very exciting. We played one gig. We were one up on you.
Where did you play your gig?
We're very angry teenagers there, Ed. And to contradict that fact, the one gig was in Thornbury Cricket Pavilion. It was organised by my mother and my
your
dad did security.
Your mum organised it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, she organised it because she's on the board of directors of the cricket club.
Yeah.
And so she organised it. And
of course she is. I don't know why I just let that go.
You know what else are you going to do in Rockhampton? Yeah. This is where I live. So then, basically, my dad did security on the door. There was 14 people arrived, 14 people.
Wow.
It was great. That annoyed me because there's not enough people to crowd surf.
No, it's definitely not.
It's not enough. Because when you try to crowd surf and there's 14 people, it just kind of feels like a funeral. That's not great.
Yeah, I suppose you could organise a system where just one person gets on someone else's back.
Yes.
But that's a piggyback race.
It is, and then it becomes sort of sports day.
It's chaos. It's absolute chaos.
It was great. And basically I was earning money. All the money we raised on the door went towards my football tour to Lloret de Mar. because 14 people there, you know, basically ended up saving everyone 30 pence.
Right. So you did get some money off. You got some money towards the football tour.
Towards the football tour.
That's literally not metal, man. That's not rock and roll.
I know.
You go, yeah, scream for me, come on. I'm going to Lloret de Mar. Yeah. That's fucking rubbish.
Lloret de Mar.
A lot of people would just spend it on lager at that age or drugs or something.
Nope.
You're spending it on health and fitness across Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What sort of music was it?
I'd say new metal.
New metal.
I'd say new metal.
I love that in a cricket club. We should be kicking into another track soon, just got to do this memory while it's there. I saw a new metal band at my school who were students at the school a few years above me. They were called Callus.
Brilliant.
But they were spelt K-A-L-U-S.
Amazing.
And I saw them do a gig in our tuck shop.
If anyone has any nostalgic stories of their bands that they're in, any name, we want funny band names.
Funny band names. Make one up if you like.
Send it in.
Because anything goes. I've actually got a book here called All Known Metal Bands, which is just a list of every single metal band name. And I challenge you to find something more ridiculous than some of the stuff that's in this book.
We're going to be playing some games based on band names later on. Basically, what we'll do is I've selected three. Basically, there's three names that I've written down, two of which are in the book, one of which isn't.
Yeah, I've done the same. We're going to be testing each other.
Going to see whether we can spy out the fake.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the feature?
Yeah,
spy out the fake?
I don't see why it wouldn't be the name of the feature because it's catchy. Oh man, spy out the fake. That's coming up later, we've got our great feature, spy out the fake.
That is a great name for a band.
I've got a feature called Scream for Me Foobar as well. I want people calling in. We're going to give out the number in a second. And I want to hear your best metal scream.
Yes.
You can do the sort of guttural death growl, or you can go for the more a falsetto, sort of in the vein of Tethered Priest.
Yeah. Or Iron Maiden, which.
Or Tethered Priest, both good bands. A little bit like that.
Oh, that was a sort of freeze. I loved the sort of thought process of getting to that. You were like, okay, we want to maybe involve some sort of religious reference.
Yeah.
What do religious people not like? They don't really like being sort of held back.
I like that it's not that harsh either. It's like, it's not dead priest. It's not a bludgeoned priest. We've tied him while we go into the shops. We've tied him to this lamppost while I nip in to get an iron brew. That's all
Unless
it is.
Unless they go into the tuck shop and do a gig.
Yeah, exactly. Just going in to see Callus do a Soulfly cover in the tuck shop. Do you mind tying your priest up outside?
It's not like handcuffed priest.
No, exactly. No, it's fine.
Just like
if anything, the priest doesn't mind. It's fine.
Tethered Priest.
So get in contact with your metal band names at Foobar Radio on Twitter, or call in with your screams. What's the number, please, Joel?
The number is 0330 223 0200. That is for a second time, Ed. 0330 223 0200. I can't figure out.